so.
You got good soil here.
If we put small grain, if we got a hill that slopes a little bit and don't want to terrace, we put small grain in it all the time, and that grow up enough in the winter to hold this wash, you know, where it don't mount too much.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special word for dry creek bed?
No, I just call it, I don't know what. Just,
How about these places for watering stock? You take a tractor and build,
well,
you
well, we build. Call them ponds. Yeah, we build them ponds, we build them, well, sometimes just with a small ravine, sometimes if you've got a creek, pretty good sized creek, if it's got some crooks in it, you can build it in the bend and allow the water to go off over a wide space where it won't wash. Why, then you can put your Bermuda grass on your pond dam and that'll go for a good many years and never give you no trouble.
Yeah, Bermuda will tie it in.
Bermuda will tie this other side. Yeah, pretty good shape.
Do you have any special word for particularly good soil for growing things?
No, I don't know what you do. You just say that's an awful good soil.
Loam or loom? Or
yeah, you have a sandy loam. And you have a tight black land.
Sandy loam, is that good or bad?
It's pretty good. Pretty good land. And then it's more loose, like, you know, you have a, we have tight soil in here that's a black land, it's awful good land, but it's a little bit tight and hard to cultivate. A sandy loam will usually grow alfalfa pretty good where it's not too flat. Alfalfa land don't want to be too flat.
Your roads around here, what do you call a road with a hard surface?
Well, we call them hard gravel roads. Some of them are gravel roads. Some of
these black ones.
It's black top.
And one that's white?
Well, I don't know. We have that's a black top road with chat on top, or chips they call them.
Well, I was thinking of more of one that's made out of
cement?
Yeah,
concrete, pavement we call them. We call it pavement. Mm-hmm.
And how about a road that's, well, you have your main road, and then this other road coming off it. What would you call this?
Call that thigh road, the one that's going off.
And a ditch beside the road?
Well, let's see, that's a ditch.
Any special kind of a ditch?
Greater ditch, you say. We'd say greater ditch.
If you saw a boy bend over and pick up a stone and go like this, what would you say he did?
I'd say he threw it.
And what did he throw?
Rock or a stone.
And let's see, if you if you were to crash in glass, you say that stone went?
Well, he cracked the glass.
And the stone went where?
Through the glass.
Yeah. When you're sitting around the house, someone might call on the phone and say, where are you? You'd say, well, I'm
sitting around the house.
And say, are you downtown? You'd say, No, I'm
holding down an easy chair.
Yeah. Would you say, at home, to home?
Yeah, I'm at home.
And let's see, if someone is coming this way, we say he's coming.
To me? Towards me.
If you go downtown and meet someone accidentally, what do you say? Your wife might say, did you plan to meet him down there? And you say, no, I just...
Accidentally met him, too.
Ran across him, bumped into
just
him?
Just actually bumped into him. Yeah, that's about the way you use it.
If you give a boy the same name as his father, you say, we named the child...
Jim.
it's a with regard to